As the CDC continues to change mask recommendations, Director Rochelle Walensky is promising the agency is following the latest science.
My appeal is to implore everyone to get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as possible as the fastest way to end this pandemic. But even with this powerful tool, while we continue to have community transmission, we must also maintain public health measures we know will prevent the spread of this virus. Mask, hygiene, hand hygiene, and physical distancing.
Some politicians believe the updates are more confusing than helpful.
I used to have the utmost respect for the guidance from the CDC. I always considered the CDC to be the gold standard. I don't anymore.
Other lawmakers are asking for the CDC to reconsider mask requirements for kids who are going to camps. Right now, the current guidance from the CDC recommends people 2 years of age and older to wear a mask. Also, wear a mask anytime you're in a public setting, anytime you're traveling, and when you are around people who do not live with you. The only exceptions now are children under the age of 2, a person with a disability who cannot safely wear a mask, and a person for whom wearing a mask would create a risk to workplace health, safety, or job duty. Now the CDC is adding another group. People who are vaccinated do not have to wear a mask outdoors. The change is stirring a debate in the scientific world. Dr. Brian Liebes is an epidemiologist and professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
The risk of transmission outdoors is a lot lower than it is indoors. And as we have more and more people vaccinated, the need for a mask outside starts to decrease quite a bit. So we're at the point where as long as you're not in a large crowd, we could easily go without masks outside.
Dr. Monica Gandhi says new data reveals anyone should be maskless outdoors, whether vaccinated or not.
The fact that it disperses really quickly in the outside air, doesn't like heat, doesn't like humidity, so low rates of outdoor transmission. So many scientists have been advocating for no outdoor masking unless you're in tight packed spaces, and that would separate from vaccination status.
As scientists continue to study COVID-19, both doctors say be prepared for even more changes. And the CDC and the doctors I spoke to say the vaccination is the best way to stop the spread of this disease. Nicole.